Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. Our forecast for today calling for a mixture of clouds and sun this morning, giving way to all clouds for the rest of the afternoon. Maybe a shower, maybe a thunderstorm rolling through, and we'll have a high around 78. Kenosha right now is at 67 degrees, 65 in Burlington, 68 Milwaukee, 69 in Racine. The Common Council in Racine is supporting a November 6th advisory referendum on whether marijuana should be legal for either medical or personal use, whether it ought to be taxed and revenue applied to education, infrastructure, and health care, and if it should be decriminalized. Council President Jason Meekma motioning to include decriminalization as a fourth question. The focus, he said, to take away on a penalty that now puts somebody behind bars.
I really, really encourage us as a council and the community at large to take the time to seek the information that is relevant to this issue. And same thing with all issues. But this is a really, really popular issue for a number of reasons. And educating yourself before you go to the polls to cast a ballot on a referendum is very, very important.
County Board Supervisor Fabio Maldonado said that the police department ought to be held accountable with the city ordinances on the books regarding small amounts of marijuana, and the fine, he said, should be lower.
In the city of Racine, we've already spoken loud and clear twice on that, and I'm sure, you know, third time will be a charm. Hopefully that, again, Mayor Mason, that you please consider passing the dollar fine ordinance change. That will be a real change to the city, and holding our police accountable, that'd be great.
Alderman John Tate II felt the police department needs a reminder about the existing city ordinance, 25 grams or less of marijuana and a citation instead of filling the jail. Kenosha Mayor John Antaramian talking about expanding the ranks of public safety by 5 police officers and 2 firefighters. But in explaining it to the city council last night, he said that a referendum yet to be proposed is going to have to be needed because the state's expenditure restraint rule won't let them hire people.
We cannot hire police and fire because the limits that the state has put on us will not allow us to do that. So what we are going to be doing in this upcoming, the next meeting, is also place on a referendum on the ballot, which I'm going to be asking all of you to support, to put on the ballot, adding 5 police officers and 2 firefighters.
The mayor also advising the aldermen he's going to be talking with the county executive this week about just having one county-wide referendum on the dark store loophole issue instead of the city and the county, each having a question. In Mount Pleasant, the village board last night, they held a special meeting and they talked about more land acquisition and Foxconn. 6 properties involved in that discussion. WRJN's Janet Hoff says the owners of 4 of the properties, originally part of a federal lawsuit against the village.
The owners of 7 properties filed a federal lawsuit claiming the rights to equal protection, private property, and due process were being violated. The lawsuit was dismissed by a U.S. district judge and an appeal was filed. Part of the appeal process involved mediation with the property owners, and as a result of that mediation effort, 4 of the property owners accepted offers made by the village. In a statement, Alan Markovitz, one of the attorneys for the village, said because the village was able to reach voluntary agreements with the 4 property owners, they will be dismissed as plaintiffs from the lawsuit. He said the village will continue to pursue all reasonable efforts to reach voluntary agreements with individual property owners to acquire the property needed for the Foxconn development, adding the village board's approval of the purchase agreements with the 4 property owners is, quote, one more example of that commitment. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
And exploring ways that technology can enhance the quality of lives and working environments, improve transportation networks, living spaces, inspire attractive streetscapes, even promote sustainable economic and demographic growth behind a day-long conference today at UW Parkside, the UW System Wisconsin Ideas Smart Future Summit. Highlighting the event, the unveiling of details about Foxconn's Smart Cities Smart Futures competition. One of the 2 drowning victims from Sunday afternoon in Kenosha County in Twin Lakes has been identified as Carol Varney of Racine. She apparently had suffered a medical emergency while she was swimming in Lake Mary. The 54-year-old just stopped swimming, according to friends who were with her in the water. They immediately got her to shore and started CPR. Meanwhile, the other drowning victim, 3-year-old Theo Johnson, found floating in Lake Elizabeth without the safety vest he'd been wearing prior, according to police. The family from Twin Lakes on a pontoon boat anchored just 100 feet offshore when it happened. A resolution that supports Racine immigration and community rights activist Ricardo Fierro requesting a stay of his deportation, a return to his family, and a reasonable path to attain citizenship is being supported by the Common Council. Fierro taken into federal custody last month by ICE agents. Alderman Henry Perez saying ICE ought to be going after the truly dangerous people in the Racine community.
We can, even though this may be out of our hands because it is a resolution of our stance, say as a community, we support Ricardo and his family. We like the fact that he is a contributing member to our community. And we encourage ICE to go find real criminals. And that will really help us in our community.
Alderman Q.A. Shakur II saying Racine needs more citizens like Fierro.
And all my interaction with him has been nothing but positive. And if we can have more young men in this community like that and in this great United States of America, it will definitely be a better place.
A handful of citizens' comments also referencing Fierro called on the council to adopt that resolution. A proposed pawn shop and convenience cash outlet for a vacant building on Douglas Avenue on Racine's north side is still alive. It was deferred last night, at least for the time being, by the council, even though it still is in violation of the existing zoning rule of at least 250 feet from a residential area. Alderman Steve Smetana voicing displeasure at the lack of action taken by the Plan Commission to change the zoning ordinance. City Attorney Scott Lethe pointing out city zoning takes precedence on this kind of conditional use request.
A conditional use permit cannot be granted where the granting of that conditional use would violate the ordinance. You can't permit the use of some business where the ordinance prohibits the business to be, as an example. In this case, there's a setback.
If the council had voted down the conditional use request, the applicant would have had to avoid at least a year unless the circumstances changed dramatically, like the ordinance, that would allow for earlier consideration. Deferring the issue points out that the city attorney's office is supposed to look at a zero setback with an ordinance amendment, a process that would also include a public hearing at some point. Bond is $250,000 for Kenosha County resident Corey Rector, facing 10 counts of felony possession of child pornography. Several videos of young girls allegedly found in his online Dropbox account at his residence near 53rd Street and 42nd Avenue. Rector to be back in court August 15th, ordered by a court commissioner to have no access to the internet, no contact with children up to the age of 18. And a Union Grove man is facing charges accused of exchanging inappropriate images with a 13-year-old girl from out of state. An investigator contacted the Racine County Sheriff's Department after the girl's mother had complained about pictures the teen had received from Wisconsin. 19-year-old Nicholas Beecher's preliminary hearing on the charges set for next week. And you've got National Night Out activities all over the area coming up later on this afternoon and this evening. 27 years for Racine Neighborhood Watch's involvement in the effort. This year's kickoff with a few speeches to take place around 4 o'clock outside the Salvation Army building near Uptown. National Night Out also taking place in Mount Pleasant, Caledonia, and Burlington. In Kenosha, events at the Boys and Girls Club, Lincoln Park, three Lutheran churches, St. John's, St. Paul's, and Lord of Life. In Twin Lakes, the police department's night out activities are going to be taking place at St. John's Catholic Church. And in Oak Creek, they've got national night out activities planned this evening at the American Legion Post number 434. WRJN.com is our webpage. We keep our newscast and podcast form in the local news section. And throughout the day, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.